Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon, and in this episode of our college football preview series, we take a look at Division II Lincoln University. Now, the Lions are a member of the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, and the Lions are coming off a 1-9 record in 2021. But that record may be a bit deceiving because Lincoln proved to be a very tough out the second half of the campaign. Had the chance to talk with head coach Josh Dean, who has been running the program since 2018, get his thoughts on camp and his hopes for the season. So first things first, as we were talking off the air, you've got a lot of workouts in now. You're waist deep into preseason work. How has camp gone to this point?
Camp has been pretty good. You know, I can't be happier, you know, with the development of the team. You know, we made a lot of strides within this 10-day window to say that we returned roughly around 60 players from last year and included about 25 to 30. So it's good that the players that we brought in were able to acclimate pretty quickly. And, you know, it's just good. The energy, it's great energy in camp, probably the best that we've experienced since being here. And, you know, with the coaching staff finally coming together for fall, it's just been, you know, we've been saying, God, this feels like a fun, light camp. Like, we haven't been a part of this in a long time since some of the championship teams that we've been a part of as coaches. So we're just hoping that, you know, it can carry over into the season.
At this point, I know there's still a lot of work until opening kickoff, but what do you see as your strengths right now on this team?
You know, if you would ask me about 3-4 days ago, I would have probably had an offensive position to come up with, but our defense has just been lights out the past few days. We've been fortunate enough to add some key pieces, and just the development from year one to year two for a lot of players that have gotten experience. You know, I can say Derek McCoy has taken it up a notch. Our defensive lineman, we played him at an outside linebacker position last year, and we moved the defensive end, so he put on a little bit of weight, and he's just been a load to deal with up in the front. And in the back end, you know, our back end is our strength, obviously led by Ronte Dunbar, who's getting a lot of all-conference all-region attention. But, you know, we have Jahad Green, who's coming back, who we expected big things from, who redshirted this past year, as well as Kai Gray, who's a transfer from Sam Houston State and Rutgers. So, you know, we've been fortunate on that side of the ball, and they're just playing at a whole another level. They're extremely fast, extremely athletic, and they're gelling really quick.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, and have you started to get the answer you want?
Well, I believe the biggest question would be, you know, how fast can our offense gel or pick up momentum from the spring? You know, we had a really good spring. We ended the spring well offensively. Andrew Banks had a really good spring at quarterback. And, you know, he's come back and he's taken from that same position and added because he has more of a knowledge of what we do, our skill positions. You know, I just knew that I wanted to see how they'll gel together because we had two transfer receivers coming in. And we also had a high school receiver that's adding to the depth we already had at that position. So the chemistry between them and our quarterbacks, that was the biggest question. They put a lot of time in, extra time on their own. So, you know, they've been getting better as we've gone through camp. So that's been the biggest question. And to see that they're clicking, they've been picking up pretty well. So I couldn't be more pleased with that group.
Last year, you guys, the second half of the season, and this is just, I didn't get a chance to watch, but looking at the scores and who you were playing, you really were much more competitive. You picked up your win in conference play. When you're trying to break through a program that hasn't had a ton of success wins loss wise, how tough is it to just get to that point where kids start to expect to win? And as competitive as you were in the second half of last year, do you start to see the seeds of that? Get kids start to make plays and start to believe things?
Yeah. You know, I think you hit it on the nail on the head. Like we played, you know, I think it was underestimated how tough the beginning of our year schedule was. You know, yes, we played Lock Haven, we played Central State, but Shaw came down to the end of the year fighting to be the winner of the conference against Fayetteville. So if you start off against Shaw and Fayetteville right out the jump, those are two hard games. And to go down and play against Gardner-Webb, we played those three games back to back to back. So that was a tough stretch for us, especially with the new group to kind of experience. We had a lot of freshmen that played last year, so that was a lot drained on them mentally and physically. And when we got to that last stretch of our season, they kind of settled down. We had some more home games because we were on a roll quite often beginning of the year. And, you know, we just started to find our groove. The biggest answer for me is that we didn't have a standard or identity. Once we realized what our identity was and what the standard we wanted to create, it was easier for everybody, coaches and players alike, to go out there and play their position. And so as we went into spring, it was really huge, especially on the offensive side of the ball. What is our identity? What do we want to be good at? What do we want to do? Do we want to be more about the players or more about the scheme? Or do we want to have a marriage of both? And I think that was the biggest thing where we brought a new scheme, we brought a new coordinator, Tom Manley, and our receivers coach, James Randall, along with myself and coach Keith Gray, came in and we just put the system in and the players bought in. You know, I think they really understood that we were close in areas where it was just certain pieces that were missing. And with the scheme, you know, it just allows us to maximize the potential of our athletes. So I think with all that carrying on and the standards, especially from the defensive side, what they've created, they just had to match that. We got, you know, we rode the defense a little bit at the beginning of camp because they set a standard, a bar for themselves. And when you lose two key pieces like a Devon Cathcart and a Kyle Wilkins, who were the senior leaders and the stalwarts up the middle of the defense, you know, who's going to fill those shoes? And then it doesn't have to be one or two guys. They did it as a unit. So I think defensively, we were able to ratchet up a notch because we had more athletes in the field on that side of the ball. And offense, knowing what we're doing, knowing your plays, knowing what your expectations are, where how to line up and what to do, what your job is. And I think that's why we've been able to excel in certain areas.
Anything surprise you this camp? Maybe a group or a player that has exceeded your expectations for what you where you thought they'd be in their development at this point?
A couple. I'll start off, you know, we have a freshman quarterback, Isaiah Freeman, that's, you know, from down the road, Chester High School. And, you know, he's picked it up big time. You know, he's a lot like Bates and Andrew Bates and Stature, where he's a 6'2", 6'3", kid, 210-pound dual athlete. So he's been able to pick up the offense pretty well. And then, you know, if we had to go in different directions from Banks for recent injury or anything else, you know, we feel comfortable with the young guy coming in. And then the backfield, you know, we went away from the premium as far as focusing on the backfield, focusing on the positions. And as we did that, I mean, we were just fortunate enough to find some really great backs. And, you know, we're really, really deep in that position. I mean, right now we have about, people legitimately say we have 6 to 7 running backs competing for the top 3 spots. So, you know, that's been a surprise. And it's hard to find reps, right? Like you're sitting there, you don't want to have too many reps going into the season. So we're trying to find ways to get reps for these guys to see who's deserving of what. You know, Sam, Jordan, and Devon Allen are two returners that found something. We talked about that love those last few games. really brought some calm that position down and brought some continuity there, consistency in the way they ran the ball. And so they've had really good springs and really good falls. So, you know, just that position itself has been able to do some really good things. So we're excited about it. Hopefully, you know, we'll know who will be the number one, two, and three back. But right now, they're so close. I mean, Sam Jordan, Devon Allen are leading right now. But from 3 to 6, they're all so close to what they can bring to the table.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One-on-One and our look at Lincoln. Thanks to head coach Josh Dean for taking the time to talk. Lincoln opens its campaign against Delaware State of FCS. The Lions are stepping up. That game will be played in Dover on Saturday, September 3rd, and it's a 2 p.m. kickoff. You can follow One-on-One on Twitter at One-on-One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.